Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Kid Who Framed Himself.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Is your Ozzy in?
Oh, it's you, Clitheroe. Don't stand on that doorstep with your dirty feet. I've just mopped it.
You have? I thought Ozzy's mum did the housework. Don't tell me you've swapped jobs and she's driving the taxi.
Don't be funny. The wife's in bed with the flu.
Oh, I am sorry. But she was all right last night before she went out. Perhaps she didn't do what you told her.
What do you mean?
Well, I heard her say you weren't stopping her going to play bingo and you told her to wrap up.
Very funny, Clitheroe. Would you like to hear the tide coming in at Blackpool?
Oh, yeah.
Well, put your ear hole next to my fist.
You'll have me in stitches in a minute.
Yes, well, now we've had a little laugh together, shove off.
But I want your Ozzy to come out.
He can't. He's helping me with the housework.
But we were going to have a game of football.
Look, Ozzy's too busy to play football. I've got him clearing the fire grate out.
Oh, well, we'll make it cricket, and I'll play him for the Ashes.
Oh, no. Look, he's not coming out to play cricket, football, or anything else.
But I've got everything ready. I've even chalked the goalposts on your washhouse wall.
Oh, have you? Well, you can just come and rub them off.
Oh, get off me, you big boy. Let go of me here. Help.
Yeah, what's going on, then?
Oh, thank goodness. A policeman. Lock him up. Send for a Z-car.
All right, sonny, simmer down. Now then, what's the trouble?
Well, look, it's like this.
He attacked me just because I wanted their Ozzy to come out and play football.
What, in the back street here?
So get your notebook out while he's still here. The pubs will be open soon.
Right, I will. What's your name, son?
Jimmy Clitheroe.
Address?
33 Lilac Avenue. Hey, you're not pinching me, are you?
I remember you, my lad. I cautioned you a couple of weeks ago about playing football in the street.
Oh, I didn't recognise your feet. your face. I'm sorry, sir. I won't do it again.
You better not, because if I catch you again, you'll be the youngest rock breaker in Dartmoor.
That's telling him, officer. He's far too cheeky. You know, they're too soft with him. If he was my son, he'd soon change his tune.
If I was your son, I'd change my name.
Sergeant Lowe, the headmaster feels these road safety lectures of yours will do a great deal of good. He's sorry he couldn't see you himself, but he's had to attend a meeting of the Finance Committee. By the way, Sergeant, this is Mr. Humphrey Brocklebank.
Oh, how do you do, sir? What do you teach?
Oh, I'm not a teacher.
Oh, don't tell me you're one of the pupils.
No. I asked Mr. Brocklebank here because he can help with the road safety campaign.
Haven't we met somewhere before?
Well, you might have met me at the town hall where I work.
No, it wasn't there, but your face is familiar. Just turn your head to one side.
Oh, now look here.
I've got it. Percy the Parson.
Who?
Percy the Parson, one of my greatest arrests. He was a real crook. Confidence tricks, burglary, bigamy, horse doping, forgery. You're the image of him.
Look, Sergeant, I've come here because I am the secretary of the Good Neighbour League and I am also closely in touch with the Women's Guild.
Are you? Now, that's just the kind of trick that Percy would have thought of. Dressing up as a woman and joining the Women's Guild.
I do not dress up as a woman. I am a woman. And I mean... I wanted to organise a joint meeting to which you could give a road safety lecture.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, sir. I'd be delighted to come. When would be convenient?
Well, you'd have to discuss that with Mrs. Clitheroe. She's the Women's Guild representative.
Oh, dear, that reminds me. Her son James is waiting for me in detention. Excuse me a moment. I must give him his ball back and tell him he can go home.
It's a very good idea of yours, Mr. Brocklebank, because I think it's as important to lecture the parents as the children. Where does this Mrs. Clitheroe live?
Well, it's Lilac Avenue. I'm calling there tomorrow evening. If you were free, perhaps you'd care to come with me and I can introduce you.
Oh, thank you very much. That'd be fine. By the way, I hope I didn't offend you with my little joke.
No, not at all.
The next time I feel like a good laugh, I'll come to the police station and watch you giving some poor wretch the third degree.
come in.
I'm looking for Mr. Treadwell, the headmaster. Is he here?
Well, no, I'm afraid he's away. But Mr. Wainwright will be back any moment if you care to wait.
I'll wait, all right. Blinking kids, they want locking up.
Who wants locking up?
Oh, you're a copper. You can deal with it.
Oh, well, now, what are you talking about, first of all, Mr. What's your name?
Foster.
Yes, it's Mr. Foster.
I'm a market gardener. I have a nursery just across the road.
Yes, his nursery's just the other side of the school wall.
Look, I know who I am. I can talk for myself.
I was just trying to put Sergeant Lowe in the picture. There's no need to lose your temper.
You'd lose your temper if somebody shot this arrow through your cold frame.
Yes, it can be very painful. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. What's the trouble? who shot an arrow through your cold frame?
A lad from this school. I saw him running away. I recognized the cap and blazer.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw a little fat lad carrying a bow and arrow just before I came in here.
That's him. Little fat tub, like a barrel of lard with legs.
Is that the arrow you've got in your hand?
No, it's a long nail file with feathers on it. Just leave it to me, Mr. Brocklebank.
No, pardon me for breathing.
We will. Don't worry, Mr. Foster. I'll find this lad if I have to check everyone in the school. I'll recognise him. I'll never forget a face. When I was on the beat, the lads in the nick said I had a head like a filing cabinet.
Yes, it is a peculiar shape.
Just watch it, Percy. Look, Mr. Foster, when Mr. Wainwright comes back, we'll tell him all about it, and he may be able to suggest some likely suspects.
Look, I'm not playing football in the street. I haven't got time. See, Susan's waiting for me at your house, and if she wasn't, I wouldn't play with Susan. But with a football, I mean.
We're not going to play football. I'm just going to show you how to take a penalty. The bushes behind you are the goal. Now, I'm only going to use the side of my foot, so try and stop it.
I've told you I'm not playing.
Well, I am. Grab this. What did I tell you? You were nowhere near it.
Yeah, I didn't try and get near it. I told you I wasn't playing. Look, I'm going to your house in 1 minute, so you better get through them bushes and get your ball back out of the nursery.
Right, Alfie. And while I'm in the nursery, I'll borrow a baby's bottle for you.
Oh, shut up. I should never have said I'd run you home. I wouldn't have done only. I had to come down to the cobbler's and the fish shop for my dad's shoes and my mum's fish fingers from the cobbler's. Yeah, I mean, my dad's shoes. We're having them for tea.
Don't get a nail stuck in your throat.
Oh, shut up and go and get that baby's bottle. I mean your ball. See, I've waited half an hour for you already.
All right, I'm going. It's not my fault you had to wait. Windbag Wainwright was a quarter of an hour late letting me out of detention, and it took him 10 minutes to find where the headmaster had hidden me ball.
Yeah, well, if it takes you 10 minutes to find the ball, you'll be walking home, so get a move on.
Well, can't have gone far. The bush has slowed it down. Ah, there it is, by that glass frame with the little plants in and the broken pane of glass. Wait. Oh, I've smashed Mr. Foster's glass. That'll be 7 years bad luck if he catches me.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny brae,
Grandad,
where the sun shines
Grandad.
Bright on Loch Lomond.
Grandad!
What?
Do you know Bonnie Mary of Argyle?
Ach, of course I do.
Well, go and sing to her.
Jimmy, don't be cheeky. Your granddad's got to practice. He's singing at the Rose and Crown on Saturday night.
He sings at the Rose and Crown every Saturday night. And all the way home as well.
We're having a smoking concert for the Darts League. And they've specially asked me to entertain.
Yes, whatever you say, brother, the Darts team think Grandad's a very good singer.
After 3 hours boozing at the Rose and Crown, they'd think Donald Duck was a good singer.
All right, clever boy, you don't put me off.
Oh, dear, it's turned 5 o'clock already. I must go down to the shops. I'll just pop upstairs and get my coat. See who's at the door, Jimmy.
Not likely. Might be the fuzz.
What did you say?
I said the buzz of the bell. I heard it.
It'll be Brocklebank. Your mother said he might call.
Oh, I'm all right, then. I mean, I'll go.
Would you like a cup of tea, Grandad? I might as well make one for Mr. Brocklebank.
Yes, I'd love one, my dear.
Hello, James. May I come in?
Are you a private eye?
I beg your pardon?
You must be a plain clothes man from the yard. And from the look of them plain clothes, it was a rag and bone yard.
May I come in, please, James?
Yes, come in, Mr. Brocklebank.
Thank you very much. Is your mother in?
She's just gone upstairs for a coat. Come in the living room.
Mi fa sol.
Hello.
La ti do.
Well, and what's this, Mr. Sinclair? Giving your vocal cords an airing?
Oh, hi, Humphrey. Just having a wee spot of practice.
You know, you're quite a basso profundo.
Oh, no, that's just the way his kilt hangs.
Hello, Humphrey. I'm afraid I'm just going out to the
shop.
Oh,
I see, Mrs. Clitheroe. Tell me, will you be back by 6 o'clock?
I should think so, Humphrey. Why?
Well, I'm bringing a man round to see you about giving a lecture on road safety to the Women's Guild and the Good Neighbour League. He's a policeman called Sergeant Lowe. I met him yesterday at James's school.
What was he doing there? Had he come to arrest the headmaster for cruelty to animals?
What animals?
Well, he's always hitting Aussie.
Well, actually, he's probably going to arrest someone. At least he intends to track him down.
Well, what are you talking about, Humphrey?
Well, while we were talking about the road safety lectures, a Mr. Foster came in absolutely furious.
You mean the bloke who has the nursery near our school with the broken... with the plants?
That's right. He came in to complain that a boy from the school had broken the glass on one of his cold frames.
Well, how did he know? He didn't see me. I mean, did he see who did it?
Well, he saw it was a boy in the school cap and blazer, and apparently the sergeant had seen the boy as well. And he said he's quite confident he'll catch the culprit because he'd recognise him the moment he saw him again.
Mother, could Jimmy come and carry some of these cups in?
No, he couldn't. Mr. Brocklebank, you say this sergeant...
Jimmy, go into the kitchen and help Susan.
But, Mum...
Jimmy, do as your mother tells you.
Oh, all right. Can't you do anything on your own, scraggy neck?
They know who this boy is, then?
Well, they don't know his name, but the sergeant said that he saw this little fat boy with a bow and arrow when he came into the school.
Oh, he did it with a bow and arrow, then?
Yes. Mr. Foster found the arrow actually sticking through the glass frame, so there's no possible mistake.
Well, look, I must go, Humphrey. You're bringing the sergeant at 6 o'clock, you say?
Yes, if that's convenient.
Right.
Here's the cups, ma'am. Scraggy Annie's bringing the tea.
Don't you be cheeky. By the way, this Sergeant Lowe is coming here at 6 o'clock tonight.
Is he? What a pity. I won't be here.
You what?
I'm going out with Charlie Thompson. There's a good picture on it at the Hippodrome.
For the last 12 months, the Hippodrome's been a bowling alley.
Has it? I wondered why the organist wore a crash helmet.
Oh, Jim. Don't be silly. You'll be here at 6 o'clock to meet the sergeant.
But, ma'am...
Don't argue. It'll do you good to hear what he has to say about road safety. The way you dash about the streets on your bicycle. He'll probably give you some very good advice.
He'll probably give me 6 months.
What?
6 months to learn how to ride me bike better.
Oh, don't talk nonsense. Look, I'm late.
Well, I could give you a lift down to the shops, Mrs. Clitheroe. I haven't got to pick the sergeant up till just before 6.
Oh, thank you, Humphrey. I'll see you later, Father.
Right, my dear.
Bye-bye, Mr. Sinclair, James. Bye-bye, Susan.
Cheerio, Mr. Brocklebank.
Ta-ra, Mr. Brocklebank. Thanks for the good news.
Here's the tea. Oh, I needn't have made the big pot. I thought Mother and Mr. Brocklebank wanted some.
They did, till they heard you were making it.
All right. Let's just have a bit of peace and quiet. I'd love a nice cup of tea, Susan.
So would I. Let's go and find a cafe.
I've called to take Susan to the laundry.
Why waste money? We'll take her in the backyard and wash her down with a hosepipe.
All right, Clever. I'm taking her to the laundry to collect her jeans. We're going ice skating tonight. Tell her I'm here.
Oh, tell her yourself.
All right. Susan, I'm here. Susan, Alfie's arrived.
You'll have to shout up a bit.
Why, is she upstairs?
No, she's at Janice Carter's.
She said she'd be here.
She was, but Janice phoned her, so she's gone round there. She won't be back for an hour.
Oh, heck, what am I going to do?
Well, you don't want to sit round here getting miserable, so you can take me out on your motorbike. It's a quarter to six now, so we only need to be out half an hour and he'll be gone.
He'll be gone.
The sergeant. Susan. She'll be back, I mean.
All right, but no more than half an hour. If I'm late taking Susan to the laundry, she'll get herself a new boyfriend. I'm not the only fish in the sea, you know.
Don't worry, Alfie. She'll never find another finny addict like you. Alfie, we'll just try one more shop each. I'll go in there and you go round the corner to Winton's.
No, I'm not leaving this motorbike again. Three times I've come back to find my tyre flat. I'm worn out pumping it up.
But I've got to get them hair curlers for me mum.
Well, I still think you've got it wrong. The women in the shops had never heard of chromium plated hair grips. Look, well, we've been away 45 minutes now.
Well, one more flat tyre will do it. One more shop.
I'm not stopping here another 5 minutes at all.
All right, there's nothing else for it. I'll have to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, that'll be a change.
When I kicked me ball in that nursery, it broke a pane of glass. And the fella saw me running away, and so did the copper. And he's at our house now, and he knows what I look like.
Well, what about it?
Well, if he sees me, he'll pinch me. That's what about it. But if we don't go home till he's gone, they'll never find out it was me.
But that's dishonest. You broke the fella's glass, you should pay for it.
You're right, Alfie. If I pay Mr. Foster for a pane of glass, he'll have nothing to complain about. And then it's all right if he doesn't know me.
I didn't know you when you got to pay him.
You're right again, Alfie. You're dead clever. What a brilliant idea. You giving him the money and telling him you're my brother, Alfie Bloggs.
Yeah, well, it would be the best. Hey, now, look here, Jimmy Bloggs. You better clear up. I'm not paying him.
I don't want you to pay him. I just want you to give him the money that I give you.
All right. I suppose it's the best thing. It'll probably cost you the best part of a pound.
I don't care if it gets me out of trouble.
All right, come on, give me the pound, then.
All right, then. But just a bit short. Could you lend me enough to make it up to a pound?
No, all right. How much are you short?
19 and 11 pence. Are you sure you can't see a policeman in the room, Alfie?
No, there's just your mother and Susan drinking tea. I think Susan was drinking tea, but now she's leaving the room.
Did she put her hand up and say, please, teacher?
Shut up. She's gone out of the room now.
Well, it looks as though the copper's gone, so I'm safe.
And what are you doing here, Peeping Tom?
Oh, Susan, hello. I was just coming in.
Through the window?
Yeah. No, I was looking to see if there was a cop. Down me foot!
Sorry, Alfie. Come in and have a cup of tea.
Come on, then. I hope you haven't hurt that foot. We're going skating at 7 o'clock, you know.
Oh, dear, Susan, you'll hate me. I forgot. The laundry will be shut. They're inside. We can't get them out for you to put on.
What are you talking about?
Your skating johns. Jones. Slackers. Your pants, they're inside out.
What?
I mean, they're inside the laundry. You won't have them to go to the ice rink, so you'll have to skate with them off. Yeah, but without any on. I mean, wear a skirt because you've got no pants. You'll catch cold.
What's all that about, Alfie?
Susan called him Peeping Tom, so he wants her to be Lady Godiva on ice.
It's all right, Mother. Alfie, I'm wearing my jeans now. Look, I collected them yesterday at lunchtime.
Well, that's impossible, because I took your jeans at the same time as mine. And I got both tickets from the laundry, gave one to you, so this ticket is for my... Could have borrowed one of your granddad's kilts.
If you go now, you can still get your trousers. They don't close till 7, and come straight back here to pick me up.
Right, I will, Susan. Ta-da. I'll go and fetch them.
Mum, I wonder if we could train Alfie to fetch the evening paper between his teeth.
Never mind, Alfie. Just tell me why you weren't here when I got back.
That's easy, because I was out. Ask me another.
Don't be cheeky.
All right, Susan, I'm talking to him.
Yes, mind your own business, nosy.
That'll do.
Susan, all clear for you in the bathroom now.
Oh, thank you, Grandad. It's about time you put him in his place, Mother.
You want putting in your place, in the dustbin with the rest of the rubbish.
Jimmy, will you stop it? Now listen, I told you Sergeant Lowe would like to speak to you and we were expecting him here at 6 o'clock. Why weren't you here?
Because I had to go out with Alfie and the tyre on his motorbike went flat 3 times. I'm sorry I was out when the policeman called.
Oh, he didn't call. Apparently he was held up at some lecture hall. He's coming over here soon after 7.
Oh, heck. Mum, I've just remembered. I've got to go round to Ozzy's.
Oh, no, you're not.
But he's my best pal and he'll be on his own. We're babysitting.
They haven't got a baby.
Oh, no, but the cat's had kittens.
Jimmy, what are you supposed to be? I didn't recognise you. Your face all dark and that towel around your head. What are you supposed to be?
I'm Little Red Riding Hood, you twit. You're not supposed to recognise me. It's a disguise so that Sergeant Lowe won't know me.
Oh, is he coming again?
He hasn't been yet. What time is it?
7:05.
Well, any minute now, we'll see how good an actor I am. I was going to do a Chinaman. Me, China boy, welcome, Honourable Sergeant, to Hollyville House. Me, make tea, very strong. Susan, make dinner, terrible pong. And then, I thought about my favourite. You mutinous swabs. So you'd try to kill Long John, would you? I'll hang you from the yard, I'm you lily-livered dogs.
Oh, yes, Dan Archer. Yeah, but he doesn't have a brown face.
I'm not doing that. I'm an Indian. I've got nearly a full bottle of Susan's dark tan lead makeup on me face. Goodness gracious me. Oh, dear. I am thinking the policeman sahib is not knowing myself. Oh, that'll be the sergeant and Mr. Brocklebank now. Come on, and remember, I'm trying this out for a fancy dress party.
Yeah, are you? Where are they having a fancy... Ah, me foot!
Good evening, Alfred. Is Mrs. Clitheroe? Oh. Hello, little boy.
Oh, goodness gracious. Good evening time to you, Mr. Brocklebank. Please, in the house, be coming with your police cop man.
I beg your... James, it's you. Oh, Sergeant, is young James playing a joke on us?
We're having a game, aren't we? Well, let me see if I can penetrate your disguises. Now then, you, Sonny, you're a prince from India.
You are right 2 times at once. First go.
And you, sir?
Me?
Yes, you're No, you've got me. I can't guess what you are.
He's been a clot from Lancashire.
Say, shut up, funny boy. Come in, please, and sit down.
Oh, thank you, lad. I'm sorry about the mistake.
Ah, it's all right.
It was the light in the hall, you see it. Made you look as though you had a silly sort of grin on your face. Of course, now, when I look... nice room, this, Mr. Brocklebank.
Yes, Sergeant. Is Mrs. Clitheroe not in?
Yes, she's not in. I mean, no, she is. Yes, she is. She's upstairs.
Are you sure you're not pretending to be somebody?
No, I'm pretending to be nobody. I mean, I'm nothing. I'm me.
I'm afraid Alfred gets a little confused.
No, yes, very, very sad case, very sad. When Alfie was a little baby, the stork had to bring him 6 times.
6 times?
Yes, Alfie's father kept throwing him back.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting, gentlemen, but Jimmy, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, I'm practicing for a fancy dress party.
What party is this?
Oh, you don't know about it, Mum. I'll tell you later.
Well, you can just get all that stuff off you. Sergeant Law wants to have a talk to you.
Oh, well, that's what he put it on for.
How do you mean?
It means I wanted you to see me like this.
That's right, so you wouldn't know him again. But it wouldn't... So you wouldn't know it was him, I mean.
Quiet, please. You are opening your mouth more times. You are very soon eating my boot.
Wait a minute. Why doesn't he want the sergeant to know him?
I don't know what I'm saying. No, take the notice. I know nothing about Mr. Foster's pane of glass being broken. I mean... Work.
You big dope. Mummy, it was an accident.
Sergeant, what are they talking about?
Well, Mr. Foster, the market gardener near the school, had a coal frame broken by a lad with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, I just kicked it over the bushes, you see.
Kicked a bow and arrow?
Yes, you see, Alfie and a bow and arrow did it.
Yes, Mr. Foster found the arrow sticking through his broken coal frame, and the sergeant has seen this little fat boy who was responsible.
What little fat boy?
Oh, it turned out to be a lad called Higginbottom.
Fat Ozzy did it. I'm innocent, and I've been dodging you all day.
I'm sorry I'm late, everyone.
And I got all dressed up, blasted Susan's leg makeup all over me mug, all for nothing.
Oh, you little imp, that cost me 10 shillings.
Oh, pipe down, there's enough left for one leg. Don't bother to wash the other one. Well, I suppose I should be very pleased, really. I'm not in hot water anyway.
No, but you will be.
What for?
For the next week. Well, that's how long it'll take you to get that stain off your face.
Oh, no.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Sergeant Lowe, Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank, and Arnold Peters as Mr. Foster, Mr. Wainwright, and the police constable. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
I thought you might like to know Susan was wrong about the leg makeup. It came off easy with me mum's pan cleaner. I'm back to me normal colour now. White face and dirty neck. Alfie's got a white face and a black eye. He went round to Mr. Higginbottom to ask him for the pound he'd paid for the glass that Ozzy broke. Well, he mustn't have asked him properly, because instead of a pound, he got a punch. I told him he shouldn't have gone round while Mr. Higginbottom was sober. Ta-ra!
Patricia Burke is now appearing in Charlie Girl at the Adelphi Theatre, London.